Moncrief on News Talk.
Love in Dublin is looking for your coddle recipes. Although regarded as a traditional dish, people are starting to create their own funky variations. We're joined by the chef, Marcus O'Leary. Good afternoon, Marcus.
How are you? It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's get straight to the controversy. Where was coddle invented and by whom?
Oh, you're throwing me right in the deep end here.
Yes,
coddle is hotly contested. It's a Dublin classic dish, you know, and it came from poverty and it came from necessity more than anything. The origins of coddle are kind of hotly contested between kind of central north side Dublin and Ringsend. Ringsend being, you know, kind of the classic, you know, bacon, sausages, maybe whatever leftover pork product you had, and then just onions and potatoes, right? That was the classic. That was out of necessity. Ringsend, of course, also known for, you know, another great dish, which was Ray, kind of, again, out of poverty,
okay,
which was amazing.
Now, and what is Ray?
Ray, the like stingray.
All right, okay, I see what you mean.
Ringsend was known as Raytown.
Yeah.
But we're sticking on the classics here. Coddle, you have to understand that coddle is almost, I find it amazing that coddle has almost become this trendy thing again. It's like, you know, everything, a pendulum swings and things kind of come back around.
Yeah.
But if anything, it is almost like a time capsule to what Dublin was a couple of hundred years ago. And that is to say that, you know, you ate what you had to, cooking was necessity. You weren't going out for meals. You weren't, you know, nipping down to your local early bird. It wasn't that. It was a big pot that was getting cooked slowly over time, and whatever could be added to it was added to it.
Right. And that is, you know, that classic expression of coddle.
Yeah.
What would you start with?
So generally, nothing is fried in a classic coddle. I kind of want to say that there's definitely a wrong way to make a coddle, but then after that, there are different expressions of it. The thing with it is classically, and, you know, this is the kind of the controversial, I don't want to say controversial thing with coddle, but it is that it is unseared, uncoloured. You're not putting any, you're not browning the sausages or the rashers or anything. You're layering things in a pot, throwing a load of water over the top and just letting it cook. So what's basically happening, you're putting in bacon and sausages and then potatoes and onions. If you're in the north side, carrots. If you're feeling extremely fancy, throw a little.
Yeah, well, do you know what? And the north side, they had carrots.
No, well, do you know what? This was actually, so Kieran Kavanagh, who's the head chef and owner of the Gravediggers, where he famously cooks a coddle in the pub, he explained it to me in an absolutely brilliant way, is that now, you know, people can go on Instagram and talk about the dichotomy of coddle, which is mental. If people saw that in the early 1900s in Ireland, they'd be like, what the hell is Instagram, first of all? But secondly, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, it's coddle, you know? And everyone goes by their nanny's recipe and everyone has it. But it's like, what happened? Well, if you look at Ringsend, that was a port town. So they basically, you know, they didn't have any fresh veg markets around there. The reason the Northside had, this is according to Kieran, the reason the Northside had more vegetables in their coddle, you might have a bit of cabbage, you might have a bit of carrot in there, was because they were the vegetables that were thrown around the fruit market for waste. You know, if their carrots weren't sold, they were left on the side. So it was basically extra body to what that was.
Yeah.
But now, you know, it's interesting when you talk about it and people say the carrots make it too sweet. Or so, you know, it's like, it is, if you were talking about this as like a French peasant dish or something like that, and it does actually have a kind of a disconnected French origin. The name coddle actually comes from a French word, which is coudli. Yeah. Which means to simmer.
Okay.
So there's kind of a tenuous link to the Huguenot population of Dublin there as well.
Oh, right. That's so, and would this thing be kind of simmering all day long?
Yeah, well, it would. But then, you know, this kind of, you can kind of go to what it was originally and then you go the kind of chefy way where, you know, you add some potatoes at the start and they'll break down over a long time that you're cooking it. And, you know, they'll thicken it and then you'll add some more potatoes at the end and they'll have a bit of bite to it. Then, but you know, you kind of have those variants in there.
Yeah.
But I think that it is incredible, for one thing, that people are reconnecting with Dublin food heritage more than anything. People are actually talking and thinking about what people were eating in Dublin because we didn't really have too much access to our own food culture.
No,
you know?
Absolutely. Now, somebody texts in to say, I've never eaten coddle and I've absolutely no interest in trying it. It looks disgusting. Now, it's a point in a way because it comes from a time when you were eating for fuel. You weren't eating for fun the way, you know, we often do now.
Ah, yeah. I mean, like, listen, I'm sure people have eaten far more disgusting looking things out of a chip pan on a Saturday night, you know? I think that, like, people very specifically talk about one thing and it's pre-watershed, so I'm not going to talk about what coddles, you know.
I've already said bowl of Mickeys.
Bowl of Mickeys, widow's memory, all that kind of stuff. You know, it is that kind of, but I mean, listen, if the first thing that you look at or think of when you look at a bowl of sausages is that, then That's a you never thing,
going
I think,
to a butcher.
Know?
Yes, never yeah, going to a butcher
absolutely,
shop.
Absolutely,
never leave it again.
But I mean, like, it is delicious, and you know, if you want Kieran Kavanagh again, who's I will say the authority on coddle in my eyes, is he uses smaller sausage. He uses a cocktail sausage. He cut up the sausage.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, like, if you went to Italy or you went to France and you had that, you'd be like, oh, amazing peasant food. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, indeed. So, but it has, there are different iterations
there
now.
Are.
So tell us about coddle with notions.
Well, we kind of went, okay, so I would say coddle with notions is, I know Donald Skeen's been on the, in kind of, in the firing line from various people this week. He did a coddle a while ago that had a kind of a crisp potato top, like a bit of a hot pot.
Oh, gosh.
Not into that.
Yeah.
I personally think, listen, a brown coddle would be a variant where you sear things off. You know, where you actually start by cooking off the sausages or the bacon
yeah,
to put a bit of colour on it. That gives a bit more colour to the broth. Or you could add a bit of a beef stock cube. Not objected to it. It's a bit more flavour. But I think that, like, if you're going traditional, you're not searing. Red coddle is when people added tomatoes.
Okay.
Which is kind of, you know, I could see it. I see the vision. It's mm-hmm, okay. Then you had things like a breakfast coddle where people might add a bit of pudding, which actually is delicious. If you add a bit of white pudding or black pudding, it'll actually thicken nicely. Blood is a thickener.
Okay, yeah.
So black pudding in
okay,
particular
I get
will thicken
that,
a coddle and give it a yeah, lot of body. And, you know, the barley in there and the mace, it gives it a nice bit of spice.
Yeah.
The curry powder. Curry powder is one that kind of, and I think this is a kind of an interesting post-colonial hangover that obviously you look at the East India Trading Company and the impacts of Great Britain and everything like that. That eventually curry powder, probably a bit of Madras mix, made its way back into tenement housings and into Ringsend and into the Liberties and places like that. And probably like anywhere, you know, the same way that, you know, you look at Calabria using chili as a preservative and to mask the flavour of meat that was maybe past its prime, I imagine people are just banging a bit of curry powder in to either give it flavour or cover up the taste of something that was a bit missing, you know?
Yes.
But the ultimate thing is, it's like talking to an Italian about carbonara. It's everyone has their recipe and everyone swears that their recipe is right.
Yeah. Okay. So Love in Dublin want people to take pictures of their coddle and give some details about what recipes.
Yeah, we were just doing a bit of research on it. We were kind of, you know, this again is something that people are extremely impassioned about and it is something that people really do care about. And I think that when you look at the Irish food, the Irish culture of food and our own relationship with what we eat, we have incredible fish, incredible beef, incredible cheese. And in Dublin, the thing that we talk about is a bowl of boiled pork products. You know,
yeah,
it's like this kind of, it is this amazing thing to reconnect to. Mm. And it is, I think it's an interesting piece of history that's kind of delineated into this kind of debate about where you're from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have one, please do just stick it up on any social channel and
tag me, tag yeah, Love in Dublin.
Yeah.
But most importantly, just eat your coddle.
Yeah. Okay. Someone wants to know, could I add peanut rayu sauce to it?
You can do whatever you want. Live your truth.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody else says, we used to call it white Mickey soup. That's about right. Marcus, thanks a million for
my
coming
pleasure
in to
thank
talk
you
us about that today. That was Marcus earlier there, the chef.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.